gonna put Katie Locke on our old committee then, huh? I sure think we ought to get some young women in there. She's a little worn out to me, but I'd get some young 35-year-old women, direct women all over the country. I sure think we ought to put some people in that committee. I think it's terrible, John Bailey. Well, did we ever get beyond the 37 states? Did Cliff call them, or did he go play softball?
Mr. President, he isn't home yet. I have another number to reach him, sir.
Hey. Who's using my office over in the executive office building?
Nobody. Who's using the one you and the one I'm in are not using. The others all down the hall are very items and player.
The big one, but my quarter's not being used on. Not where Colonel Jackson was or any of those places.
Yeah, they're all in the others.
Colonel Jackson was in the back, right? The back of my reception.
All of those rooms, the reception.
So it's just two offices of mine and not being used. That's where you ought to put your damn daughter there. Is he about through, or is he still messing around? What's he doing, just working on your books?
Going back for 10 years. And tracing every...
There you are.
It is.
Jim.
Yes, Mr. President.
Hope I'm not interrupting you.
Not a bit. Dean Metcalf just going out the door.
Good. Where are you, home?
No, I'm at the Lockheims.
Yeah. Are you where you can talk?
Yes, sir.
Where did you hear about this meeting this weekend?
Humphrey people told me. You mean the Atlantic City?
Yeah. Oh, no, I understand it's Hinesport.
No, I heard that from, I think Walter told me that. What I'd heard is they're meeting Tuesday at Atlantic City. And I'm not sure how active this is, because they go up, they're going off on a boat trip, Atlantic City. But as you know, everybody on Tuesday, but as you know, everybody goes up there anyway, Cliff and Nick McGuire and that crowd, and maybe they're just coming down to look at the occasion.
Now, wait a minute. I'm having trouble following you and Walter both. Walter told me that you heard that they were having a meeting someplace this weekend. That's incorrect, then.
No, I'm almost certain Walter told me that. Because
I said Walter told him that.
What? Walter
said he told you, Hinesport. Get on the phone over there, Walter.
Now, Walter told me they're meeting this weekend at Hinesport.
Yeah. I told you that.
That's right.
You told me you had heard they were having a meeting perhaps at Atlantic City or something.
Atlantic City Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday.
With the same group?
That's right. Now, McGuire, I gather, has gone. I know McGuire's out of town. but I'm assuming he went up the Cape. And I also heard, I guess, did you tell me this, Walter, that Averill Harriman was with him?
Yep.
Hmm?
Yep.
Yeah, well, you tell me that. Now, the Humphrey people told me about the Tuesday meeting. And this is on some private boat they're going out on. But I
Who is they? Who is they now?
The Kennedy people,
which are
O'Donnell and Larry O'Brien and Bobby, and they said some of the other people. Now, I do know this. I just called Kenny to say, how about lunch Monday? Just some time ago, I sent word that I had nothing on my mind but lunch, see what he's up to. First report was he couldn't make it because he was going to be gone for 4 or 5 days next week. Then word came back he could have lunch at 1. The secretary made the mistake of saying you might not be able to make it. He'll be away for 4 or 5 days next week. But he expects to be here Monday. Now, that's all I know. There's the Humphrey people told me the fellow named Wilmot who informed them about the Tuesday meeting. He's supposed to be quite close to Kennedy's in New York. He's a New Yorker. I can check it out and try to get some more dough.
Yeah, I think we ought to watch that just like hawks. Every damn thing they do.
So do I.
Because they've got a bunch of planted wires coming in now from 3 or 4 states.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's acting very, very ugly and very mean because I told him to announce it any way he wanted to, and he ran off and sulked and never came back and hadn't showed up. And he's got Ken and Larry to a lesser degree, but
yeah,
doing the same thing. And you can see the Roland Evans story every morning, the Kraft story tonight.
I didn't see the Kraft. I heard it was bad.
That star, very, very bad.
Yeah, well, he's part of the Bobby clique, you know, the
yes,
Kraft.
Yes, and Mary McGrory, too.
Yeah. Well, she's McCarthy and Bobby, you know.
McCarthy, she...
He's always been close to Gene, you know.
I haven't seen that. She's Bobby constantly now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it has to be watched, too. I'm not too sure about this Atlantic City thing is serious because McGuire's gone. I think McGuire's all right.
He's going to Atlantic City?
He was part of the rumor that he's going to this Atlantic City show, yeah. And he is gone this weekend.
Well, he goes to Cape every weekend, in order.
Almost.
He has a place up at Harwich where he goes, yeah.
And he goes to his own place, so he could or
right.
could not be going to home.
But he was always a Jack Kennedy man and was never high on Bobby, and I know this because his best friend is Dick O'Hare in my law office, and he just says that McGuire never had any use for Bobby. Never did. In the beginning, he doesn't now. So I think he's off.
What reaction did you get adversely to her announcement yesterday?
None at all, except the only reaction, you can't call this adverse, was that your motivation was clear. You were just getting rid of Bobby. But
where'd you get that?
Oh, I think more several newspaper men, and it wasn't adverse in that sense. It was just that they were saying that it was clear what you were doing.
Well, I was trying to stop Humphrey, stop Freeman from campaigning all over Kansas and Iowa for vice president. I was trying to stop people from saying that McNamara, every time I had him before a business group or the cabinet,
yeah.
He was doing it. I was trying to stop him from involving Russ. Had him on television Sunday and raising hell with him. I was trying to stop Stevenson and those clubs that were forming up New Jersey. And
I talked to Pat Brown tonight about make sure Roger Kent, get him pull Roger Kent off from starting a Citizens with Johnson out there because George Killian was doing it. And he told me Adelaide had been organizing something out in California, which surprised me.
Yeah, they're organizing.
Yeah.
And I thought that you'll take all of them at once and not leave the impression. They used to tell me, well, Roy Redmond told me in '40, well, Roosevelt never has told me not to, and it's all right. And he had Rayburn and Jesse Jones and everybody in the world running for vice president.
And he said, never has told me not to. So I thought, well, I haven't told him not to. If I don't say anything, they just keep on. They all think I'm encouraging them because they come in and I smile and treat them nice. So my judgment was that I ought to stop the whole goddamn thing so people wouldn't say that everybody in the cabinet's running vice president and the government couldn't operate.
My reaction was you didn't have any adverse reaction that I saw.
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out.
Now, for instance, one of the Humphrey people told me that Reynolds, the governor of Wisconsin, where I'd expect trouble, he announced to Humphrey.
Called up here and he was all over the lot and he said he wanted to say that he'd had some pressure from the Humphrey people and he wanted to say that while he was for Kennedy, Humphrey was from his section of the country and would I object to his saying that
mm-hmm.
he was for Humphrey. And I said, well, now, I can't tell you what to say and I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm.
That's a matter for your judgment and your conviction. But if I were in your place and if I felt that way, first thing I'd say is president is going to select whoever he runs with. We're not going to start off this ticket fighting each other and divided. That's number one. And I'm going to support whoever the president wants. You got that clear? And he said, yeah. I said, take that down. Now, second, if I were president and I had to select a man, I would select Hubert Humphrey. I said, is that good? He said, yeah. I said, all right, you going to say that?
No, but the AP poll, I thought, was the tip-off, the great majority.